Archers for the week 15 to 20 May 2005.
Lillian's ready to shoot the messenger.
Thanks a lot, Chaz.
You're welcome, mate.
I knew that boy was a chance at the moment I clapped eyes on him.
No problem.
Right, see you around.
Right.
Hello, Matt.
Lillian.
Still in Wales?
No. I'm nearly home. Just coming up to Denton Grange.
Oh.
Look, I've got a bit more information you need to know.
About what?
Your beloved son.
Matt.
Is he around? He's not here, Wigan, is he?
I'm a mum.
Is he there?
No. She invited me for tea as I was on my own.
Perfect. I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Oh, look, Matt.
No, pussycat.
Right.
Trust me. You really need to hear this.
Come on, ladies. On you go.
Sam.
All right.
Hang on a sec. What is it, David? Just before you get them in, what day did we say for your day off this week?
Friday?
Oh, okay. Because we'll be silage making until Thursday.
Yeah, so I gathered, with you cutting it today.
Yeah, so I was thinking ahead then. It's a lot easier now I don't have to do the milking as well.
Yeah, I bet it could get pretty frantic.
You're telling me.
Blimey, he's a bit bundled up for running this weather.
Eh? Oh, she. That's Usha.
Never.
Yeah. Usha! Hiya!
So it is.
Keep it up! She's training for a charity run in Felpersham on Tuesday, I think.
Oh, the 10K.
Well, you know about it.
Oh, I sponsored Kirsty.
All right.
Usha's taking it a bit seriously, isn't she? Supposed to be boiling with that hat on and everything.
She's doing it in a chicken suit.
She what?
One of her partners said he'd donate 500 quid if she ran in a chicken suit.
Why a chicken suit?
Don't ask me how lawyers' minds work.
She said, yeah.
Well, it's a lot of money, isn't it? So she's trying to get used to running with a lot of layers on.
Yeah. Layers. Very good.
Oh.
Well, good luck to her. Wouldn't catch me doing that.
No, nor me. Not him. Oh, hang on.
What is it?
Have you seen that one by the trough?
No. She doesn't look too keen, does she? Better take a look.
No, she does not look well at all.
No.
Is she all right this morning?
Well, it's a bit restless, maybe.
Oh, look at her face.
I can hardly see her eyes. Runny nose.
And her teats are swollen too.
What do you reckon? A Blaine, maybe?
Yeah, or IBR. Whatever, it's a vet job.
I'll ring Alistair.
And then we played a little bit of golf, didn't we, Jack?
Mm.
It was quite like old times.
Lovely.
And Jack got a birdie.
Well done.
That short third over the stream.
I wouldn't know, Mum.
Oh, no, of course not.
It's always been one of my favourites, that hole.
Well, it was a lovely 7-iron and a 3-foot putt.
Oh, well, that's very impressive. So, you're getting on okay with the medication, then?
Oh, yes. Well, I am now.
Made you feel a bit sick at first, didn't it?
At first. I was off my food for a bit.
Well, you're obviously back on form now.
It's only lasted a few days. And I think we're really seeing an improvement with Jack's memory. That's what I told the clinic when they rang, anyway.
Oh, they rang?
On Friday. I was quite impressed.
Yes, good service, isn't it?
Who's that at the floor?
Afternoon, Peggy.
Door, Jack.
Come on in.
That's what I said.
Matt.
She said you might call.
Hello, Jack.
Oh.
How are you keeping?
Oh, yes. Mustn't grumble.
Hello, pussycat.
Hi, Matt.
Do sit down.
Yes, come on, Matt. Sit down. Have a cup of tea.
Yeah, all right.
You've come up from Honeysuckle Cottage?
No, I've been on the Gower Peninsula.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I've just bought a couple of holiday cottages near Rosilly.
Oh, help yourself to milk.
Oh, Tom. Yeah, not a bad place to be in this weather.
You'd have think you'd have taken me, wouldn't you, Mum?
I told you they'd been refurbed. I was just camping out in one of the bedrooms.
Oh, of course, darling. You were just checking on your investment.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Surprising, isn't it, Jack? You know, people tell you the property market's so risky at the moment, and there goes Matt charging in with his big boots on.
Lillian,
I always feel that a good businessman could make money whatever the state of the market.
Absolutely, Jack. It's a case of picking the right opportunities.
You say so, Tiger.
A sandwich, Matt.
Oh, no,
cheese or beef?
I can recommend the beef. Very tasty.
It's from Brookfield.
Yeah, OK, just one thing. Support home industries.
You know, I had a holiday in Wales when I was a young man.
Did you, Jack?
Mm. Mind you, that was North Wales, real.
Come on, girl.
The muzzle looks tender, doesn't it?
Hello? In here, Alistair. Ah.
Right.
How is she, then?
Not very happy.
No, she isn't, is she? All right, let's take her temperature.
Looks like she's done 10 rounds with Mike Tyson. See the eyes?
Hmm.
With the runny nose, we weren't sure about IBR.
Yeah. And malignant catarrhal fever can present like this, too.
Oh, God.
But I think, like Sam said on the phone, an allergic reaction's most likely. It's got a lot of white in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the sun can activate the toxins under the light patches, can it?
That's right. Is she pregnant?
No.
Good. All right, let's have a look. No, temperature's normal. Oh, I'd say it is a plane. I'll get some cortisone in her and you'll think I'm a miracle worker.
That is a relief.
Yeah, she's probably been eating horsetails from the hedge. Or St John's wort, maybe.
You'd better take a look round that field.
Yeah, don't want them all coming down with it. Yeah.
No, don't think I can afford much more time away from the cricket team, for one thing.
Wonder how they're getting on with Roy in charge.
Good girl. Yeah, we'll have you right in no time.
Oh, I dread to think. Had to give Eddie a game.
Oh, dear. Up against Borch's throw, boys.
Exactly. Don't hold that much hope.
Look, do you want me to keep her steady?
Yep, please. There you go.
All right, all right.
Is that it?
Yep. Should see quite an improvement in the next 24 hours.
Oh, brilliant. Listen, do you need me anymore? Because I need to get on with my grass cutting, really.
No, no, you get off.
All right, well, I'll see you then. And thanks.
You're welcome.
Well done, Sam.
No problem.
Oh, if I find out how Roy and the team have got on, I'll give you a ring.
Not sure I want to know.
Right, Sam, I just need to give you some nursing advice.
And one night there was a talent contest. Of course, Norman was dead keen to enter.
Yeah?
He had a lovely tenor voice. Used to sing opera. The Lancer of Longbridge, we used to call him. Although he came from Northfield, really. I expect Mario Lanza was a bit before your time.
No, I've heard of him.
I went to support him, you see. Norman, I mean.
Yeah.
But there was this girl, Mabel or Muriel. Muriel, that's it. Lovely dark hair and dark eyes.
Oh, I bet you were one for the ladies' ball then, Jack.
Oh, well, you know.
And what did Muriel do?
Well, she kept on at me. I'm sure you've got some hidden talents.
Very saucy.
So, in the end, I got up on stage and did Tommy.
Oh, yeah, I could just see you as the pinball wizard.
In the 30s, hardly.
I went into a public house to get a pint of beer. The publican, he up and says, "We serve no red coats here."
Oh, Tommy Atkins.
It's Tommy this and Tommy that and Tommy go away. But it's thank you, Mr. Atkins, when the band begins to play.
Stirring stuff. Bet you brought the house down.
I did. Norman won first prize and I won second.
But who won Muriel, eh?
Oh, that'll be telling.
Here it is.
And then just a couple of years later, Norman was a Tommy himself, parachute regiment.
We haven't seen this for a while.
Yeah, actually, I really can't stop. I just need a quick word with Lily.
Oh, come on, darling. Let's have a look at Jack's photo album. Surely you can spare a few minutes.
So keep her out of the light.
Until the symptoms moderate and she'll tolerate you handling at ease.
Uh-huh.
I'll ring you tomorrow, see how she's getting on.
All right. Thanks for that.
Oh, well, what about that double tubing information? You find it interesting?
Yeah, very.
Will you be going ahead with it at drying off time?
I don't know yet. Still thinking about it.
Well, let me know if you decide to.
I will. While you're here.
Yeah?
I've been thinking about next winter.
Uh-huh.
Well, this past one went reasonably well.
Oh, very well, I'd say, given that it was your first one with this herd.
Yeah, thanks. But I think we can do better. I really want to stay on top of mastitis.
Sure.
What do you think about this new E. coli vaccine?
Oh, well,
I mean, with the cows being loose-housed, E. coli mastitis is a bit of a weak spot for us.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We lost 2 cows to it last year.
Yeah, I remember.
And I really want to bring it down. So what do you reckon?
I haven't actually used it myself.
Oh. Haven't you?
But there's a chap I know who almost certainly will have.
Uh-huh.
Or if he hasn't, he'll know someone who has. I'll ask around, let you know what I find out.
Yeah, thanks. If you would.
Or there are some scones, if you prefer. I'll bring both in, shall I?
There's really not...
I do recommend Peggy's Battenberg. Although her scones are very good too, of course.
I'll ring the good food guide.
Right. If you'll excuse me, I'll visit the little boy's room.
Oh, right.
Before Songs of Praise comes on.
Yeah, you do that, Jack.
I'll just go and give Mum a hand.
No, you don't.
Let go of me.
I came here to tell you something, not to play all our yesterdays with your geriatric stepdad.
Matt.
Sit down.
Right.
Now, what did James tell you about his last job?
What do you mean?
His last employment. Golden Boy, was he?
They were sorry to see him go, yes.
Yeah. Well, I've been talking to a mate of mine. Now, it turns out that in the 3 months before they sacked your precious son...
He left to set up his own business.
Before they sacked him, he was approaching the firm's clients to divert money into this property company of his.
For God's sake.
But he made the mistake of trying to poach a chum of the MD's.
Matt, stop it.
So he was out on his ear within the hour. And the word is he was only holding on to the job by the skin of his teeth.
That's enough.
Anyway.
I don't want to hear it.
I know it's hard for you, but...
You hate him, don't you?
How I feel about him has got nothing to do with it.
You made your mind up before you'd even set eyes on
him. Oh, that's rubbish.
You just don't like having to share me with him.
Lillian, I know he's your son. But that doesn't stop him being a flake.
He isn't a flake. You're jealous of him because he's younger or something.
I can assure you I am not jealous.
I've got some fruitcake as well, just in case.
Actually, Peggy, I really do have to go.
Oh, why don't you have a piece of cake first? Save you having to make supper.
No! Thank you, but, no.
Oh. Well, if you must...
I do. I'll see you, Lillian.
All right.
You think about what I said. You know I'm right.
Someone's had an early start.
You must be starving, Adam.
I am ready for it, I must admit.
What time were you at?
5:30.
Again?
Well, if the conditions are right, you've got to grab the opportunity. I didn't mind, really. It was such a fabulous morning.
Oh, good.
Besides, I've got so much else to do.
Well, couldn't you have got Andy or Jeff on it? It's only spraying, after all.
Think of the overtime. We're not going to help ourselves by adding extra labour costs to the inputs.
Well, I'll certainly help you all I can.
Good, because there's still 80 acres of wheat that need spraying.
No, with the strawberries, silly. Oh, the bedding's all ready to go back in the caravans.
Great.
And it's Saturday the pickers arrive, isn't it?
Yes, so any time this week will be fine.
I'm quite looking forward to starting the farmers' markets again. And Jill and Ruth are all set to help.
Nice to have willing helpers.
And you'll have one today, won't you?
Yeah.
Is it the maid?
The viewing platforms.
What will you be doing?
Well, after I've eaten this delicious breakfast...
It's nearly ready.
I'll get the stakes in with the post driver, and then it's just a case of building a frame and flooring it.
Make it sound very simple.
Well, it's not St. Paul's Cathedral, but it should look great by the time it's finished.
We are lucky to have you here, Adam.
And where did that come from?
I mean it.
Well, you know I like working here. Most of the time.
Yeah. Well, I have told Brian how very lucky we are.
Didn't he think so?
Of course he did. He does.
Really?
I know he doesn't want to lose you. You don't really want to leave, do you, darling?
Of course not. But I can't keep working at this rate for goodwill and all the bacon I can eat. Not when I don't get anything in return.
Oh, I'm sure he'll make you a more sensible offer on Wednesday.
I hope so.
Go on, then. Thought you were hungry.
I am.
If I get a chance, I'll mention it again.
OK, but he's got to understand.
Hello, Brian. Where have you been?
In the office.
Adam had an early start too, you know. 5:30.
Oh, good for you. Of course I'd be coming back with the spray.
Yes, had a pretty good stint with it.
You ready for some breakfast, Brian?
Please. Though not quite as much as Adam, thanks.
Matt, how did you get in?
I've got a key.
Really?
I am the landlord, among other things.
I suppose. Ma's not up yet. It's a bit early for her.
That's all right. It's you I want to see.
Is it?
Yeah. I want to know what you're up to.
Well, I'm just getting a glass of orange juice and then I'm going to have a shower.
That sort of remark might amuse the Brenda Tuckers of this world, but with me you'll find it just increases your chance of getting a slap.
Oh, quite the little hard case, aren't you?
More than you could ever imagine, so let's cut to the chase, eh? I want to know what's going on with this excuse for a development property in Deptford.
West Greenwich.
Yeah, I can't find that in my A to Z. The location sounds as dodgy as the rest of the deal.
There's nothing dodgy about it.
So why can't you get any proper investors?
I've got plenty of proper investors. I just want to give my mother a chance to share in the profits.
That's the only profits you're going to get out of this shambles, sunshine. The profits of doom.
Look, why don't you just keep your big nose out of it?
I'll tell you why. You can lose your designer shirt on this deal. It won't bother me. In fact, I'll be delighted. But I don't intend to stand by and see Lillian dragged down with you.
Out of money yourself, are you?
Excuse me?
Your wife's going to carve you up sideways, so you're looking for a meal ticket, and along comes my mother. Very convenient.
I could buy and sell you 10 times over, and I'll still be able to after the divorce.
Can't imagine what she sees in a jumped-up barrow boy, anyway.
What happened at Lackham and Pinter, James?
What?
How did you leave?
That's none of your business.
Yeah, I've made it my business. Shall I tell you what happened?
Oh, I've had enough of this. Close the door on your way out.
Yeah, I am finished with you.
Let go of me.
Now you've told a pack of lies about that, just like everything else.
Get off.
And you're not going to get away with any more.
Get off me, you creep.
What's going on? Man, what are you doing?
Ma, this guy's a head case.
For God's sake.
Tell him. Tell her how you lost your job.
Matt, I think you'd better go.
Lillian, you've got to listen.
Just go, Matt, please. I'll deal with this.
All right. Just don't let him fool you anymore.
You heard what the lady said, Tiger. Get lost.
You are making a big mistake, Sonny.
Matt, please.
Don't worry. I'm going.
It's just as well you came in when you did, Ma.
James, sit down.
I'm all right. He's the one who would have been in trouble.
Sit down, James.
Righto. Can I get your coffee or something?
What did happen with your job?
Or some juice?
Just answer my question, please.
All right. They did get me out on a technicality.
Were you trying to poach clients for your business?
No, it wasn't like that.
How was it then?
I was just letting them know about alternative investment opportunities.
In a company you were setting up?
Well, yes, but I mean...
You told me they were sorry to see you go.
They were. It was just, you know, they had to be seen to be waving the big stick.
You made it sound like you left of your own accord.
I know. I'm sorry. I was embarrassed, I suppose. I didn't want you to think badly of me.
James.
Look, Ma, I've been thinking. Me being around here, it's obviously causing friction between you and Matt.
It was a bit of an understatement.
I don't know what his problem is. I've tried to get on with him.
I know,
but I don't want to come between you two. Maybe it would be better if I went back to London.
No.
Concentrate on my business up there. Maybe pop back at Christmas.
Oh, no, darling. You mustn't go. Matt'll just have to... Well, he'll just have to cope with it.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love you, Ma.
And I love you, James. It's been so nice having you around.
Come on, let me get you that juice.
Oh, all right then.
Look, Ma, I don't want to hurry you, but time is pressing now to get the investment in for the first phase.
You still need my money?
Want, not need. I want you to be a part of it.
Yeah, but Matt thinks it's a bad bet.
I know. And I don't want to cause any problems for you. It's just... I can't tell you how happy I'd be if we could be in this together.
Oh, well...
And reap the benefits together as well. It's money for the taking, Ma. What do you say, Will you trust me on this?
Oh, right. I talked to my broker this week.
Terrific. You won't regret it.
It's going to be a bit pointless, this, if I'm leaving.
No one's going to be leaving. You don't know that.
But Brian's just lost Debbie off the farm. He doesn't want to lose you, too.
Oh, I suppose not.
He's just making a point. What, just there?
Just a touch higher. Okay. Now, can you hold it while I get the first couple of nails?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Very village people.
What? The tool belt? Where's your hard hat? Just shut up, you, and hold this timber still.
Sorry, it's the excitement
of seeing me with a hammer in my hand.
Don't flatter yourself. I'm talking about me car.
You've talked of little else. I'll be glad when Friday comes.
Yep. Perfect timing for a bit of top-down motoring.
Right, I'll just get one in the other side.
And if it rains, just the touch of a button and up comes the roof.
Very nice.
Well, come on, I got more enthusiasm from Alice.
She's revising for her GCSEs. Anything would excite her at the moment.
Morning.
Well, hi, Brian.
Just on my way to a meeting with Matt. I wanted to let you know I've checked on the Hinds.
Oh, right.
And that's yours.
Oh, thanks, Kirst.
Hi there, what can I get you?
Yeah, I'm sorry about last week. It's my PDA.
Your organiser thing?
I think I must have just put it in the wrong date.
Well, maybe we could go out this Thursday instead.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Brenda. I might be in London.
Oh, I could come with you. I'm a free agent now.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Best not mix business with pleasure, you know.
Okay.
You crack on with looking for work round here.
Yeah, but...
Use your local knowledge.
Well, what about those journalists in London you were talking about?
Yes, I've been thinking about that. They're mainly specialists, you know, finance, property, that sort of thing, and you don't really know those areas, do you?
Yeah, but I could learn.
Well, perhaps.
No,
actually, I have.
Oh, I don't believe it.
What?
Can't I go anywhere without that man?
What is it?
I've got to go.
James?
Sorry, I'll call you.
What about your drink?
Where's he off to?
I've got no
idea.
Morning,
Kirsty.
Morning.
Well, I'll,
Just a half, is it, Matt?
Yeah.
Two halves of showers, please.
I think I'll just sit down.
Okay. Sorry, two halves, did you say?
Please. And can we order some food?
And this morning, he was even making pointed remarks about how much breakfast I was eating.
He was joking, surely.
I just worry that I've burned my bridges now. If he doesn't come up with a decent offer on Wednesday...
He will.
Then I'm going to have to walk. And then what?
Look, Adam... I mean, if Brian's got an ounce of sense, he'll come round.
You think? I mean, what was all that stuff about checking on the Hinds if it wasn't making the point that he can run things without me?
Oh, come on, I mean, that's one wee job.
He knows how much the whole thing's upsetting Mum. If he wanted to keep me on, he'd have given me an answer by now to keep her happy as much as anything.
Maybe.
I should never have threatened to leave. I've really messed this up, haven't I?
No, I mean, you did what you had to do, and if the worst comes to the worst, well, I mean, you know I'll support you, whatever you have to do.
Thanks.
Anyway, Brian puts on a big front, but I reckon you've really got him scared.
What's James playing at?
I don't know. He's got a lot on his mind with this big development project he's got going on.
How long does it take to make a sandwich?
Oh,
20 minutes we've been waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure it won't be long now.
Yeah, if it's more than another 5, you can forget it. Perhaps you should spend a bit less time gossiping with your girlfriend.
Oh, I don't make the food.
Yeah, just get a move on, all right?
Blimey. What's it with him?
Kirsty, I don't know. I don't think I'll ever understand men.
They're a funny breed, aren't they?
I didn't even tell James my good news.
What's that?
I've got an interview on Wednesday.
Oh, great. Where?
Commercial station in Birmingham.
Oh, Brenda, that's brilliant. Come on, better get that lager.
Oh, do you want one?
Oh, I'll just have some water. I'm trying to keep the system clean for tomorrow.
Oh, the run, of course. You all set?
Think so.
Maybe I'll come and support you.
Oh, that'd be nice. Especially as Tom can't make it.
No, really?
Full systems go now he's got these extra orders in. Still, it would have been nice if you could have spared an hour or two.
He did sponsor you £50, though.
Yeah, I know. And we're going out for a meal Wednesday night. Oh, but if you could come tomorrow, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
And there's a bonus if you do.
What's that?
See Anusha dressed as a chicken.
David's about to have his lunch disturbed.
When I looked in on her earlier, she was lying down chewing the cud quite happily.
What did Alistair say?
Yeah, keep her in for a few more days.
Fine. Do you want a sandwich, Sam?
Oh, I've had my dinner, thanks.
Right.
Is Ruth about?
No, she's gone into Felbersham, supporting Usha in this charity run thing.
Oh, yeah.
I expect she'll be helping her on with a chicken suit about that. Why, do you want a fish, honey?
Well, both of you, really.
Uh-huh.
I know you're busy with silage.
Well, we could probably sort out a time on Friday.
No, that's my day off.
Oh, cool, sorry.
Got a bit of a suggestion, see, David?
Uh-huh. Well, do you want to run it past me now? I can eat and listen.
OK.
Then I can talk to Ruth about it this evening, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
Fire away, then.
Right, well, it's a bit awkward, really. I've been thinking for a while. I don't think Alistair's up to the job.
What?
I think we should get a new vet.
What time is it?
You've got a couple of minutes. Have you done all your stretches?
A few more won't hurt, I suppose. How are things on the farm?
Shouldn't you be focusing?
Oh, I'm running 10 kilometres dressed as a chicken. I'd rather focus on the national debt of Ecuador.
Can't help you there, I'm afraid. David and Bert are busy silaging.
Oh, yeah, I saw someone cutting the grass on Sunday.
And Tony and Phil are helping out. The shearers are coming on Thursday.
Oh, God, there he is.
What?
Alan, give me my hat, quickly.
Right, here.
Blessed thing.
It's caught at the back. Hang on. There you go. Oh, that's great.
Better get to the starting line.
Just a sec, let me take a photo.
You've got to be kidding.
It's a great costume, Moosha, really.
You're for a fancy dress party, maybe.
Think of the money, though. £500.
You're going to kill Adrian, Matthew. OK, just a quick one.
OK, smile. Oh, no, just look at me. And... lovely.
Let's go.
OK. Best of luck.
Bye.
See you later.
Hi, Ruth.
Oh, Alan. Oh,
have I missed Usha? I assume that's who you supported.
Yeah.
Oh, I got tied up in the organiser's tent. I can't see her.
No, she's, I expect she's with the crowd lining up now.
Oh, it's a shame. I wanted to wish her luck. I saw Kirsty, at least.
Oh, that's good.
That chicken's getting a lot of attention.
Oh, I hadn't really
Some
noticed.
People have got guts, haven't they?
I certainly have.
Or in his case, giblets. Oh, here they go. Look. And they're off.
Yay! Go, go!
Come on, chicken!
But what about Sunday?
Yeah, I don't dispute he did a good job there.
And that one that had the displaced abomasum, that was exceptional treatment.
Yeah, I never said he was rubbish.
You said he wasn't up to the job.
Alice was perfectly good as a fire brigade vet, and difficult calvings, even quite tricky stuff, like you said.
And he's been a real source of support, too, when we had TB in the herd.
I'm not disputing that.
And he's always given us very, very good service.
Up to a point, yeah. But I reckon we could do better.
Not to mention he's just on the doorstep.
Which is... Andy, if you've got an emergency... He's not the only vet round here, is he?
Well, of course not.
And I'm only talking about the dairy herd. The beef, the sheep, what you do with them's entirely up to you.
I still don't understand what's wrong with Alistair.
There's nothing wrong with him. He's just not a specialist. It's like, you know this double tubing idea?
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't have to go to him about something like that. He should be rattling our cage saying, have you thought about this?
Okay, but that's just one thing.
E. coli vaccine.
What?
I asked him about that the other day. He ain't got a clue.
Well, you can't expect him to be on top of everything. He's a sole vet.
Exactly. He's got to treat everything from pigs to horses. And the odd dog and cat, too. It's not his fault. Don't get me wrong, it's not personal. I mean, I get on with him fine.
So what are you suggesting?
We need to find a dairy specialist. Maybe from a big practice, I don't know, but... someone who goes to the conferences, reads the literature. We want a bloke who'll be coming to us and suggesting stuff. Dairy farming's real high-tech world these days.
No, well, you don't have to tell me.
So if we're going to get the best out of this herd, we need someone who's really on top of all that.
Sam, this is a big deal, you know. Alistair's family. He's my brother-in-law, for God's sake.
Yeah, I know that. I know it isn't easy. But I've been here a year now. And I reckon that's a fair enough trial. And if you ask me, we're fighting with one hand tied behind our backs.
Look, I can't deal with this now.
I know, you've got the silage to get on with. You better eat that sandwich too.
I'll talk to Ruth about it, see what she says.
I know it's a difficult one, but I really think we just need to take the personalities out of it.
Yeah, that's easier said than done.
Of course, the 21st is a very important day, Ruth.
Is it?
First Saturday after Pentecost. Big national pilgrimage.
Really?
Yeah, to Cardiff.
Are you taking part, Alan?
No, I'll be watching it on television.
It's televised?
Every year.
I'm surprised I haven't heard of it.
Well, I expect you have. It's called the FA Cup Final.
Oh!
Oh, oh! There's Celia in the blue. She teaches a Sunday school class at Darrington. Well done, Celia! Nearly there! Is that Kirsty behind her?
Well done, Kirsty!
Good stuff!
Nearly there!
Yes! Neck and neck, those two.
Yeah!
Hey, but I thought Usha would have finished by now. And she's quite fit, isn't she?
Yeah.
You won't have to go soon. I'm seeing a young couple in Edgeley about their wedding.
Yeah, you'd better then, Alan.
She hasn't had an injury.
I'll keep an eye out for her.
Look, look, here comes the chicken. He's made good time, considering.
Yeah, hasn't he?
Actually, it could be a she. Got good legs. Mm. Bit yellow, though. Oh, look, I'd better slip off.
Good. I mean, good idea.
I've got to get some bread by the time I get back to the car park. If you see Usha, can you tell her well done from me?
I will. I'll hang around here until she crosses the finishing line.
Thanks, Ruth. Bye.
Bye. Excuse me. Usha, can I get through? Usha, over here. Oh,
Ruth, never again.
Hold it.
Oh, no photographs, please.
I well done.
Oh, that was the stupidest thing I've ever done. And in a lifetime of stupidity, that saying something.
Don't be daft. Everyone thought you were a great sport. Didn't you hear the cheers?
With this head on.
Did you keep it on all the way round?
I had to. I wouldn't put it past Adrian to be spying on me.
Surely not.
And there's no way he's wriggling out of paying up.
You think he tried it off on a technicality?
He's a lawyer, Ruth.
Alan says well done.
What?
But don't worry, he didn't know it was you inside the costume.
Thank goodness for that.
But he thought whoever was wearing it had guts and great legs.
Oh, I don't mind telling you, I'm very aware of them all at the
moment. So look, what are you doing now? Are you going back to the office?
No way. Straight back to the car.
No, it's all right, don't worry about it. I'll see you and Chloe on Thursday instead. All right, bye. Oh, excuse me. I'm one of the organisers of the race. I just wanted to say that you were... Usha?
No.
You're the chicken.
I don't believe it.
I saw you finish. Why didn't Ruth say?
I asked her not to tell anyone.
Why on earth not?
Well, it's pretty embarrassing.
No, it isn't.
I only did it because someone said they'd donate £500 if I dressed as a chicken.
£500?
One of my partners.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, full marks to you for doing it.
Well...
It must have been hard work.
I've known the easier hours.
Well, I just came over to say how impressed and grateful I was on behalf of the organisers. So that counts double now.
Well, that's very kind, Alan, but... Well, I really am itching to get out of this costume.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. So, 500, eh?
Several of the other partners sponsored me too, and other people. I think I'll have raised almost 1,000 by the time it's all in.
Ooh. Well, that's got to make it worthwhile, then. Well, perhaps that's easy for me to say.
Oh, I couldn't possibly comment.
I'll bet you'll be one of the top fundraisers. Who knows, you might be in line for a medal of some sort.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, dear, is this yours?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Looks like someone bashed it coming out of that space there. Doesn't look like there's any other damage. It's just the door.
Oh, how fast must they have been travelling to dent it like that?
Doesn't look like there's any sign of a note or anything either.
Oh, this I could do without.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just getting my keys.
Yeah, I know the insurance will cover it, but it's always a hassle, isn't it?
Tell me about it. Come on. Oh, no.
May I?
Help yourself.
Ah. Oh, sorry, I think this is a garage job. Central locking's jammed. Can you call a breakdown service?
But I could, but my card's in the car. In fact, everything's in there. My bag, my phone, my spare clothes.
Oh, dear, oh,
all
dear.
I took with me was my keys. Don't believe it. This is the perfect end to the perfect day.
Oh. Well, look, I could give you a lift back to Ambridge if you like.
Oh, Alan, could you?
Of course. There's just one thing, though.
Yeah?
I came on the bike.
Your dad said he'd be up after the next Lord.
Good, eh? Do you want a hand with that?
No, I'm fine. I could get the cool box, though.
Okay. You put some bitter in for Bert?
Yep. And some of that ginger beer from Helen's shop.
Blows your head off, that stuff.
Phil likes it.
Why not? Come and have a lager, Tony.
I saw Ellis doing Felbsham.
What, today?
After the run. He and Kent were on their way to the hire shop, trying on their morning suits.
Oh, they must be mad, mustn't they? It's going to be fraught enough just being a guest at this wedding, let alone a steward.
Can't imagine what it's like at Lower Loxley. I think we're well out of it.
No, well, we could have a couple of problems of our own, actually.
How do you mean?
Had a visit from Sam at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a bit of a facer, actually. He thinks we should sack Alistair.
You're kidding?
Not just for the dairy side. Start using a specialist. You know, someone who's all up to date with the latest developments.
Isn't Alistair?
Well, with the best will in the world, no, not really. Sam's called him out on a couple of things recently.
Oh.
He reckons if we're going to keep on top of things, we need to move with the times. And Sam says Alistair just hasn't got the knowledge.
Well, I suppose I can see his point, but...
I know. I mean, I can't sack my own brother-in-law, surely.
Lily and Freddie are on parade.
Turn around, then.
Oh, enchanting, aren't they?
Do you like it, Lily?
It's lovely. I look like a princess.
And, Freddie, you look so smart.
No, I don't. Why can't I wear my normal clothes?
Well, it's a sailor suit. It's traditional for little boys.
I know it's a little bit old-fashioned, but Daddy's wearing traditional clothes, too. Morning dress.
Mm. It sucks.
Freddie.
That sort of language may be de rigueur in the playground.
Look, it's only for a couple of hours.
Oh.
And Grandma wants you to wear it for her special day. Now, you can do that, can't you? Can't you?
Suppose.
Good boy. Now, come on, run along, both of you, and change.
Oh. Freddie's in a sailor suit.
Now, Lily, come along.
Shut up.
Oh, children.
I did warn you, Elizabeth.
Sorry?
If you walk the gutter, you talk the gutter.
I beg your pardon?
It sucks, indeed. What next?
Julia,
drugs and drive-by shootings, I shouldn't wonder.
Loxley Barrett Primary is hardly the ghetto.
Well, you wouldn't have picked up that sort of language at a decent prep school.
I wouldn't be so sure. Anyway, if you're happy with their outfits, I've got some work to do.
No, actually, Elizabeth, I need to see you at the Folly.
Well, I've got to ring the HSE.
Yeah, well, after that. Now, please, join me there as soon as you can.
I'm not too early, am I?
No, I was just filling in until you got here. Let's go to the kitchen and get a coffee, yeah?
Actually, if you don't mind, can we just get this sorted out as quickly as possible?
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I was getting the kit out so we can start on the cleaning. Otherwise, you won't fit it in before harvest.
Right.
You're constantly chasing your tail in this game, aren't you?
Tell me about it.
Hello, Tom.
Brian.
Tom's come over to look at the schedule for the venison butchering.
You don't need the office, do you?
No, no, we'll use the kitchen.
Fine. Oh, Adam, I have ear-tagged the new calves.
Right.
You still okay for the meeting?
Of course, 5 o'clock.
See you later, then. Bye, Tom.
Bye.
You going to Ned's tonight? Looks like we need to do a bit of work after Sunday's debacle.
No, I can't tonight.
Oh.
I'm taking Kirsty out to dinner.
Anywhere nice?
The Mont Blanc.
Wow. Special occasion?
No, not really.
You're not going to pop the question, are you?
Oh, no, no. I just... Well, there's something I want to tell her, that's all.
Oh, come on, Julia.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, Jennifer. You haven't seen Julia, have you?
No, sorry.
Where is the woman?
I've just been talking to Nigel.
No, he's no substitute, I'm afraid.
And he was saying your swallows have been laying, wasn't he, Phoebe?
Yes.
And he was looking forward to Saturday.
Saturday?
Lewis's stag night.
Oh, that.
Perhaps stag night's putting it a bit strongly.
Yes, yeah. I think it's just dinner and drinks with a few friends. Bartholomew's coming over for it.
Who's Bartholomew?
The best man. And Lewis kindly invited the ushers.
Nigel was a bit worried about Kenton.
He's been talking about getting a stripper in, but not even Kenton would be that gauche, surely.
Well, everything ready for the wedding, then?
And it would be if someone didn't keep changing her mind.
Oh, dear.
We're on the fourth absolutely final menu.
Well, it's a bride's prerogative, I suppose.
Wish someone had told me that at my wedding. I'd have made the most of it.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
I thought you were coming straight here.
I don't know what gave you that idea, Elizabeth.
Oh, I think I'd better leave you to it.
Yes, if you wouldn't mind, we do have an awful lot to discuss.
Right. Come on, Phoebe, darling. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Phoebe. Right, Julia, why are we here?
Photographs.
Photographs?
Yes, this is where I want the photographs to be taken. Here, looking back towards the house.
Fine, I'll go and tell the photographer.
Not so fast, Elizabeth. Please, there is just one problem.
Is there?
Yeah, that sign.
What about it?
Well, it'll have to come down.
Impossible.
I can't have Arboretum, car park, orangery cafe plastered all over my wedding photos.
And the Shearers? Coming to us on Friday, after Brookfield.
Good.
Oh, sorry about that. I've left Lillian with Phoebe.
Shouldn't that be the other way round?
Well, Lillian seems very low.
The situation with Matt and James no better.
Oh, hopefully Phoebe will cheer her up.
Lillian's probably teaching her how to mix a brandy Alexander. I have to say, Matt's gone up in my estimation.
Why, darling?
Anyone who hates James that much can't be all bad.
Oh, Adam.
Right, shall we get on with the matter in hand?
Fine by me.
All right, Brian.
First of all, I want to make clear I have valued your work on this farm, Adam. You've been a key player. I'm really grateful for all the effort you put in.
Thank you.
But these are uncertain times. I can't take a course of action which might jeopardise the entire enterprise. And I believe that to increase your salary by 50% could put all our jobs at risk.
Yeah, but like I said, I've taken on substantially more responsibility.
We've certainly taken on some, so I'm prepared to increase your current salary by 15%.
15?
I think that's very realistic, given the circumstances.
Well, I'm sorry, Brian, that's simply not good enough.
Yes, Brian, really,
Let's
that's not...
Let's hear what Adam has to say.
Look, with Debbie gone, my workload's practically doubled. And I think...
Well, I don't think that's really true, is it? I mean, you're not telling me you're working twice as many hours now.
No, but managerially...
I've taken on a lot of the management burden and the hands-on stuff. And how much work have you done with the deer this week, for example?
Yes, but the deer are only a small part of the total enterprise.
That's true, Brian. You weren't up at 5:30 spraying crops, were you?
No, but I'm not asking for a pay rise. I mean, you must realise, Adam, 50% just isn't realistic.
You're saving Debbie's salary.
Well, not completely. Now we're one pair of hands down, we're going to be paying for a lot more overtime and contract labour.
Well, I suppose so.
You understand that, don't you, Jenny?
Oh, of course. But I still think Adam's worth
it. But I hear what you say, so perhaps I could squeeze to 20%. How'd that be?
40%.
I'd like to, Adam. Really, I would. But with the SFP, I've got to consider the overall financial health of the farm.
30, then?
25%. And I won't go any higher than that.
25.
That would put you on a very good salary. Aren't many people working in agriculture on that sort of money?
All right, then I'll take it.
Excellent. Come on, let's shake hands on it. And thank you for your contribution too, darling.
Well, I'm not sure I said much.
No, but it's good to know we're all agreed on this. And I look forward to having Adam's input here for a very long time. Right. Anything else?
Not from me. I've got a sprayer tank to wash out.
Meeting closed, then.
These scallops are fantastic, Tom.
Great.
And the dressing. Don't taste anything like it. Can't wait to see what the main course is like.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
Usha.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how she did it in that chicken suit. I was sweating buckets by the end.
It must have been hard.
Oh, it looked really funny. You should have seen it.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't be that cussy.
Well, don't worry. Just looks up for it. Is yours all right?
Yeah.
What, do you like it?
No, it's fine.
Can I try some?
Help yourself.
And she had like these big rubbery feet over her trainers. That's so creamy.
Yeah.
Nothing like my mum's risotto. Oh, goes well with wine too. What is it?
It's on sale.
Oh, nice to be back on the booze. Tom.
What?
Come on. We've got some time together. You've got to forget about work.
I know.
Enjoy it. Have some fun.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I wonder how Brenda got on at her interview. I thought she'd text me.
Kirsty.
Now what?
I've got something to say. I wanted to bring you here because... Well, we've been together quite a long time now. You mean a lot to me. I thought you deserved it somewhere nice.
Oh, Tom.
No, no. I wanted to say thank you for all the good times.
Well, thank you too.
It has been good, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But, well, things change, don't they?
Do they?
People grow up. You know, they grow...
What?
The thing is...
Are you dumping me?
No. I mean, I wouldn't call it that.
What would you call it?
I just want to be fair to you.
Fair to me? Tom, I don't...
I'm sorry, I...
can't believe this. You made me get all dressed up and come out here just to do this to me.
Look, yeah, maybe it wasn't a good idea.
Is there someone else? Is there?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me who?
It's Tamsin.
Tamsin? What? From the supermarket?
Yeah.
You've only known her 5 minutes.
We've become really close.
I thought we were really close.
We are. You still mean a lot to me, Kirsty.
Oh, yeah, it seems like it.
That's why I didn't want... You know, I didn't want it to be like it was with Lauren. I'm trying to do the decent thing here.
Oh, leave this. After 6 years. All the effort I've made. All the nights listening to you drone on about your stupid sausages.
I know. I'm really grateful.
Grateful?
You've been really supportive.
You feel grateful to me?
No. But more than that, obviously. But since I've met Tamsin, it's... Oh, I don't know, it's different with her. It's more...
I don't want to know what it's like with Tamsin.
No. I'm sorry, Kirsty. I didn't plan it this way.
What a total waste of time.
I didn't want to hurt you.
You are so stupid, Tom.
I didn't want it to be like this.
That hard-faced cow comes along in a business suit.
No.
Flashes her legs at you.
It's not like
that.
Oh,
and you're just going to chuck all this away.
Kirsty, you've got to understand.
Understand what? That you've made an idiot of me? That you spent the last God knows how long lying to me?
Look, I know this is hard, but I really want to explain.
You can explain it to the waiter.
Look, calm down a bit and I'll...
I don't want to calm down.
You're upset. I understand that.
I'm going home.
Please, just... listen to what I've got to say.
Oh, I think you just lost the right to tell me what to do.
Well, how are you going to get there?
Oh, don't pretend you care.
I do care.
No, you don't. You care about yourself. You're selfish and deceitful. I can't believe you could hurt me like this.
Tom's got a secret.
How long can you spare?
Till about 4. Will that be enough?
Oh, I should think so.
Well, just tell Colin and Clary.
OK. Is that the last box, Tom?
Yeah.
You're OK for a couple of hours, aren't you?
I said so, didn't I?
Funny, I'd like to get this planting finished before milking.
Suits me. I've got to go over to Willow Farm to see Neil later.
There should be plenty of time.
Right, let's get on with it then.
OK. As soon as your mum's ready.
Oh.
You have a nice time last night?
What?
With Kirsty. Your posh dinner. We haven't seen her for ages.
Yeah, it was fine.
Sure to come round for a bite. Not that we can compete with
have
the Mont Blanc.
Have you seen the echo?
What? No.
Clary's just brought it in. Look.
Hmm? Chicken run. Is that what...
Yes, it's Usha. Look at this huge picture, Tom.
Yeah, I can see.
Felpisham solicitor Usha Gupta chose an unusual method of transport after the 10K charity run on Tuesday. Egged on by a clutch.
Oh, dear. Yeah, it gets worse.
A clutch of supporters. She had run the race in a stylish chicken suit. But having shaken her tail feather on the streets of Felpisham, she boarded a motorbike with local vicar, the Reverend Alan Franks.
Having shaken her tail feather on the streets of Felpersham, she boarded a motorbike with the local vicar, the Reverend Alan Franks, 44, to return to her Ambridge nest.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But the picture, Ruth. And listen to this. When we asked the cagey chick why she didn't have her cape on, she seemed to quail and almost wanted to duck the question. But eventually she agreed to talk turkey.
Oh, they've had a field day, haven't they?
At my expense.
Hey, let's have a look.
I've been dreading this since they rang me.
It drove me quackers, she said. I felt such a goose.
I never said any of that.
Every time someone saw me, I had to duck down.
It's not funny.
I'm sorry.
But look here. Miss Gupta denied she was hatching anything with the plucky Reverend, saying they were just good friends.
Well, you are.
And look at those quote marks. Everyone knows what just good friends implies.
Here, let me read the rest.
Oh, don't let the shearers see it, please. What are my partners going to say? Never mind my clients.
I don't know what you're worried about. You just come over as a really good sport.
And what about Alan? I'm sure the last thing he needs is people thinking we're some sort of item.
I must show it to Helen. She'd think it's hilarious. She rang earlier. Apparently Kirsty didn't turn up for work today.
Really?
Yeah, I hope it wasn't something she ate last night.
No, I doubt it. She didn't eat very much.
Didn't she? Perhaps she was already sickening for something. Tom, couldn't you have switched that off?
No, sorry. Look, I've got to take it. It's Tamsin.
I don't know. Tony! Tony, hold on a minute!
What?
Stop a minute! Tom's got to take a phone call!
Hiya, Tamsin.
Hi, Tom.
Tamsin, in the supermarket.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you.
Yeah, look, do you want to come to mine tonight rather than going out?
Yeah, okay.
One of the convenience food buyers gave me some Indian ready meal samples. I thought you could bring a bottle of wine and we'll try them out.
Sure, that'll be great. And I've got some good news, actually.
Oh, yeah?
For both of us. Personal news.
Okay. I'll see you tonight, then. Not early, though. I won't be home much before 7.
Okay, I'll be there. See ya.
Good news?
What?
Good news for Tamsin. What's that, then?
Well, you know you said Kirsty didn't turn up at the shop today.
Yeah.
I think it might be related to my news.
What's the delay? I thought you wanted to crack on.
Oh, shush, Tony. Tom's got something to say.
Me and Kirsty, we aren't together anymore.
Oh, Tom.
No, it's fine. I'm going out with Tamsin now.
Oh, it's rather sad, actually. Chloe and her boyfriend decided not to get married after all. Split up, in fact.
Oh, dear.
I've got some unexpected time now, so come sit down, Lucia.
Thanks.
What can I do for you? Sounded a bit serious.
It is. I don't know if you've seen this week's Echo.
No.
It's not a pretty sight, I'm afraid.
Well, I never.
I don't know how on earth they got the picture.
Well, I vaguely remember someone taking a photo when we were stopped at the lights by the music shop.
Well, they rang me on Tuesday, but I didn't think it was a story at all.
No.
Let alone a front page one.
Well, that's outrageous.
I'd have rung to warn you if I'd realised.
Well, I could sue them for that.
Well, I'm so sorry to have dragged you into this, Alan. When you were kind enough to give me a lift in the first place.
You know what the worst thing is about this story, don't you?
The damage to your reputation.
Exactly. They've got me down as 44 years old.
How old are you?
Well, I am 44, but I tell everyone I'm 36.
So,
go on, Usha. It's the funniest thing I've seen in ages.
But you're not...
She thought she was stuffed, but fortunately the vicar and his inviting billion were at hand. Inviting billion, indeed.
I thought you'd be furious.
Rather than shell out a far from paltry amount for a tow truck to pull it... Hardly Fleet Street, is it? She had to scratch around for a rooster get home. Oh, Lord, that one's a bit desperate, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know what to say.
Don't you think it's funny?
Well, I suppose it is.
Well, OK, perhaps it's not as bad for me as it is for you, but there's nothing here to worry about.
Don't you think so?
No! I must ring Betty and get her to put a couple of extra copies aside. In fact, I'll nip up the shop now and make sure.
Oh, I am so relieved.
Oh, this last bit's priceless. Under that helmet, Miss Gupta is no ugly duckling. Ooh. We'd take her under our wing any day, as we're sure. As we are sure, the parson knows.
Spring cabbage and broccoli.
Oh, thanks, Ernie.
What's it to go with?
Chicken casserole.
Is that what you were doing at lunchtime?
Mm.
Oh, smells great.
Milking okay?
Yeah, no problem. Is Tom meeting with us?
No, he's going round to Tamsin's.
What do you think about this, Pat? Breaking up with Kirsty?
I still can't believe it.
Did he know her before she became his buyer?
Not as far as I know.
So that's, what, a couple of months?
Yeah. And I have to confess, I really don't like the way he's gone about it at all.
No.
Well, not if he's been seeing this woman behind Kirsty's back. I mean, it's not even for the first time, is it?
Oh, you look smart, son.
Thanks.
Very smart.
Right, well, I'm off to Tamsin's then.
Okay.
I don't know what time I'll be back. Late, probably.
Fine. Nice evening.
Will do. Bye.
Bye, Tom.
Oh, he's certainly forgotten Kirsty pretty quickly, hasn't he?
So it would seem.
You know, on the planter this afternoon, I was thinking about her. Do you remember when I had that terrible flu and you were up to your ears? And I dragged myself down to the kitchen and she'd come in and made a meal.
Yes, I do. I was silaging, so it must have been about this time of year.
And that's all the help she gave us with Helen. I really don't think we'd have got through that without her.
Yeah. She's a lovely girl. It's going to be awkward, isn't it? With the shop.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work.
You think she'll look for another job?
Be a shame if she did. Oh, what a mess.
Part of the family, isn't she?
I can't imagine what Tom sees in Tamsin.
Can't you? Oh, I think I've got a shrewd idea.
Oh, I've missed you. Oh, I've missed you so much.
I know. Let's get the wine open, shall we?
Did you miss me?
Did I tell you what happened today?
What?
Have I told you about Fritz, the wine buyer?
I don't think so.
Peter Fitzherbert, really. He must be like, 20 stone.
Uh-huh.
Enjoys his product too much, that's his trouble. Anyway, he had some supplier coming in and he went down to meet him in reception.
Yeah.
And then while he was signing this guy in, we nicked out.
We?
Me and Todd. And we put an out-of-order sign on the lift. So Fritz and this importer had to walk up 5 floors. Oh, you should have seen him when he got back to the office. I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Poor bloke.
And just as he got there, Todd walked out the lift and said, "Lift's mended now, everyone." Oh, we nearly wet ourselves. Talk about timing.
Great.
I tell you, there's never a dull moment on that floor.
I bet. Tamsin.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mind the wine.
No, it's not that. You know I said I had some news?
Did you?
This afternoon when you rang.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, I've ended it with Kirsty.
Have you?
It wasn't right, me seeing you and her. Well, you must know how much you mean to me.
Yeah.
So now I can really concentrate on you. Give you what you deserve.
I better get that food on.
Tamsin?
What about you, but I'm starving.
Well, aren't you pleased?
Lampasander and chicken madras.
Aren't you pleased?
About what?
About what I've just said. Me and Kirsty.
Not really my business, is it?
Well, of course it is.
Not really.
If it means we can see more of each other.
We're both busy people, Tom. I don't think we could see much more of each other than we already do.
I thought you'd think it was really good news.
I'm not unhappy about it.
But there was your relationship. If it wasn't working, that's your call.
And what about our relationship?
Oh, I think that's doing fine. Just as it is. Just fine. Wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah. Shall I?
Thanks. There. I think we're getting on very well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I've certainly got no complaints.
Nope, nor me.
your body.
Oh, Tam, I think I love...
Come here.
Oh, Tam's it.
Lillian's taken a call.
Look how she sounded too.
Oh, can I hear the message?
Oh, I deleted it, Jenny. I didn't want it to upset James.
Well, he's not here though, is he?
No, he's back tomorrow. But the last thing he wants to hear is the girl who broke his heart threatening to throw his things out into the street.
Why didn't Henrietta call his mobile?
I said she did. I expect he was too hurt to take the calls.
Oh.
Anyway, let's have a drink and then we can try some of this stuff on.
Well, actually,
nothing like clothes shopping.
Look,
getting out
I can't
there.
Stop.
Oh, Jenny.
No, I've got to sort out the bedding for the strawberry pickers.
Oh, your Ukrainian caravan.
So I really must be in it. Oh, is that another message?
What?
Look on the machine.
Yes, it is.
Lillian, it's Adam calling on Friday morning.
Oh.
Bringing about the invitation to dinner on Saturday. We'd love to come, but unfortunately it is work, so we won't be able to make it.
Oh,
sorry.
Dear.
Still, hope you and James have a nice time anyway. Bye.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
Hmm. Well, one of the problems of dating a chef, it plays havoc with your social life.
Obviously. Anyway, if she rings again, she'll have to deal with me.
Henrietta.
Nearly rang her straight back and gave her a piece of my mind.
I thought you said you deleted the message.
I wrote the number down first, darling. Do you know, for two pins, I'd ring her now.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Best leave it to James.
He's had it for over 20 years, that penknife. He was so annoyed when he broke it.
I can imagine.
So, when Christopher was looking for a present for him, it seemed ideal.
Oh, yeah. Every man needs a penknife.
Trouble is, Tom, I'm on tenterhooks in case Neil buys a new one before his birthday.
Why don't you just tell him?
Oh, no. I'd like it to be a surprise.
When is Neil's birthday?
Sunday.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Oh, Tamsin rang, by the way.
Did she?
When you were outside, seen to the collection.
You should have called me. I'll ring her back.
Oh, no. She said not to bother. She's going away for the weekend.
Going away?
And she'll call you next week.
Did she say where?
No, just that. I got the impression she was just about to leave, but she didn't say where to.
Oh.
Well, were you expecting to see her over the weekend, then?
No, but...
Well, you got to have a break from work sometime, Tom.
They're our biggest customers by a long way, aren't they? It makes sense to have as close a relationship as possible. A business relationship.
Oh, yeah, what I didn't mean.
That's why this company's been so successful so quickly.
Of course. Oh, and speaking of business relationships, did you ever get that problem sorted out with the packaging people?
Yeah, I did, and I was right all along.
Oh, good.
That accounts department is pathetic.
I thought it must be a mix-up at their end.
I told them. What sort of tin pot outfit do they think they're dealing with?
You got the corner?
Hold on. Yep.
And pull.
Oh, you're so much quicker at this than me.
Years of practice. But it's much easier with two people, even with single duvets.
Thanks for doing this, Mum.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Oh, got to have things nice for the pickers, haven't we?
Well, certainly. If they're comfortable here, I hope they'll work better in the tunnels.
No, give it to me. Right. Just one more, isn't it?
I'll get it.
Lillian was disappointed you wouldn't be coming to her dinner party.
Oh, that.
I think you could have sounded more sorry, Adam.
Did my jubilation at having a good excuse show through?
Well, you like Lillian, and Ian does.
It's not her, it's James.
I did wonder.
I feel bad for Lillian, but there's no way I'm spending an evening across a dinner table with Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, it's such a shame.
Hi, look at my enormous penthouse.
My nose a bit full of himself.
It's not just that, Mum. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him.
Really?
I mean, I know we joke about Matt, but you don't get to be as rich as him without knowing a thing or two. And he obviously thinks James is a complete joker.
But he's been so successful in the city.
Says James. All we know is that he's got a ridiculous car and a few fancy suits. What on earth?
What's that?
I'll give you two guesses.
Well, what do you think?
You petrol head.
Sleek, muscular lines?
Yeah, the car's not bad either.
Oh, very
very nice, Ian. Very swish.
How did you know we were here?
Alice told me.
Oh, interrupted her revising, did you?
Yeah, just for a moment. Only trouble, Jennifer.
Yes?
She wants one now.
A convertible? No, I don't think so. Mind you, I think I fancy one.
Now look what you've done.
I can't help it. I'm a trendsetter.
Oh, Adam, I just thought. Did you remember to get the washing up liquid?
Oh.
Oh, we need one for each caravan.
Yes, I know.
Oh, don't worry. I'll pop to the shop later.
Well, look, I've got to go that way. Why don't I give Adam a lift up there?
No.
Well, give him a chance to get the wind in his hair.
I've got to finish up here.
Well, I can do that.
You sure?
Yes, you go. Ian's dying to show off his new toy.
All right, then. I won't be long.
Fine.
You better buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Be careful.
I will. See you, Jennifer.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Seriously, you better not go too fast on these tracks.
Look, don't worry, I got this to pose outside bars, not race Porsches.
You gonna tell me how much it cost?
No, you'll only say it could have been mortgage money.
Well, it could.
It isn't you. Anyway, I don't know what you're complaining about. You've got your big pay rise now.
Not as big as I'd hoped.
Yeah, never mind. The important thing is we'll be able to get a decent mortgage on a house. Now we know we're gonna be sticking around.
Yeah, and if we ever have time to find anywhere.
Osha was holding on very tight to the vicar.
You have to on a motorbike.
I suppose. Do you need any tonics with that?
No. I've got plenty of tonic. Funny how it's always the gin that seems to run out, don't
it? Yeah.
Oh, and I'll have 60 in my usual, Susan.
Right, okay. Your James was in here the other day.
Oh, yeah.
He's very smart, isn't he?
He's a good-looking boy, though I say so myself.
How's he getting on?
He's doing very well. Very well indeed.
Oh, sure. Well, anything else?
No, that's it. Okay. He's got a lot on his plate, though.
Oh, I bet.
Only a mother knows.
Right, that's 2704, please.
It must be 55 if he's a day.
Never.
That's all out of a bottle.
Well, hello, boss.
Hi, Lily.
Hello. Hi, Susan.
Afternoon.
Well, getting your supper, Lily?
Yeah, something like that.
You might want to add some food to that.
No, darling, never touch it. Makes you fat. Sorry, Susan. You take cards, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, there you are. So, you've blown me out there.
You what? You remember, Ian, Lily invited us to dinner tomorrow? With James, but we couldn't make it because you're working.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry about that, Lillian. That's, you know, that's what it's like when you're at the cutting edge of British cuisine.
Yeah, well, I'm devastated, of course. Still, as you're both here, let's arrange another date.
Do you know your pin?
Yes, darling. Hang on. Now, what about next week? You must have one night off.
It hasn't been fixed yet, has it, Ian?
No. Well, best bet if I give you a ring after I've checked with Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. You seem to have keyed in the wrong number.
What?
Could you...
Oh, yeah, sorry, darling. Sorry. Okay, now, in fact, why don't you come back to the house now for a few drinkies? The sun's over the yard arm.
It's been for a couple of hours, by the look of it.
I heard that, Adam.
Right, there's your receipt, Mrs. Bentley.
Thank you.
Oh, and don't forget your card.
Thanks.
Susan, there's only one bottle of washing up liquid here.
Oh, how many do you need?
Four, ideally.
Four?
That's yours.
Thanks.
Well, there should be some more out the back. I'll just go and have a look.
Thanks.
Come on, boys, keep your Auntie Lillian company.
Well, formally.
I'd like nothing better than to knock off now and have a few drinks, but I've still got a pile of work to do.
Washing up by the sound of it.
And I've got the starting dinner service pretty soon.
Oh, you're both exceedingly boring, you know that.
That's us.
Tedium personified.
Well, you remember to ring me in.
I will.
Sorry, Tom.
It's okay.
I have a feeling there may be tears before bedtime.
She started early, hasn't she?
Hi, Tom.
Hiya.
How was your big night out?
Sorry?
Was Kirsty suitably impressed?
Well, you might as well know we're not going out together anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, these things happen, don't they?
Found some for you, Adam.
Ah.
Oh, hello again, Susan.
Oh, hi, Tom.
I was expecting Betty.
Oh, no, I took over from her at 4:30. You all right there?
Yeah, sure. I'd you better serve Adam first.
No, 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 it's okay. You buy your birthday card.
Oh, that's a cute little pig on the front. For Kirsty, is it?
No, it's for Neil.
Oh.
And could I have a bottle of whiskey and a sheet of wrapping paper too?
Look, I'm not interested in you or your little lies. Don't call here again and keep away from my son.
Lillian?
In here.
Adam thought you might like some... Oh, Lillian, are you all right?
I'm fine.
You were shouting.
He was on the phone.
Not... You didn't ring Henrietta, did you?
Oh, what if I did?
Oh, Lillian.
Plausible little madam she is, too.
Well, what did she say?
That I wouldn't melt.
No, what did she say, Lillian?
According to her, James was doing the two-timing. Moved in with her while he was seeing another woman.
Oh, no.
I gave him plenty of chances. Had to chuck him out from old sanity, the little cow.
And you don't believe her?
James told me exactly what happened. She broke his heart.
I don't understand why she'd lie to you. Why would you need to?
Because some people are just born liars, aren't they? I'll tell you what you want to hear.
What you want to hear?
Perhaps they don't even know they're doing it.
Lillian.
Just want to please you.
You're not talking about Henrietta, are you?
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, it's all right, it's all right.
Matt. Adam, they could see and I couldn't.
I know.
He's my son.
It's all right. It's all right.
Oh, I've got to talk to him.
Yes.
You've got to sort all this out. Yes.
Tomorrow, when he gets home.
Yes.
Would you like me to ring her back?
Would you?
Yeah. And I say you'll pass her message on to James.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Peter Leslie Wilde. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.